This is Lisa Horlander, and please don't drink the paint water. The podcast, conversations between artists about our work and other great advice to survive as an artist.
This is Lisa, and today I'm excited to have my friend Datsa Kidd in the studio. Hi, Datsa.
Hey, Lisa.
It's good to have you. A little bit about Datsa. She is from Latvia. She is an American visual artist working primarily in the medium of oil and acrylic on canvas. She's completed her degree at the Art Academy of Latvia in Riga and received advanced training for 2 years at Academia di Belle Arti in Palermo. Her installations and paper sculptures, along with her large-scale drawings and paintings, are better known in Europe. After moving to the United States in 2011, she has begun creating murals and developing a portraiture style. She also designs graphics and books and has produced cover art and illustrations for many different things. She had successful shows throughout Europe from Venice to Berlin to Amsterdam and exhibited artwork in New York City and Miami. She works on site-specific projects and regularly shows her work and curates art events in Tyler and Dallas, all throughout Texas. Good to have you, Datsa.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and visiting your studio.
I know, it's been fun to be able to show it to people, especially friends, that we've done different types of local events, and now I've got a space here, so it's nice to connect the dots a little bit. Okay, let's get started. What do you prefer in your glass?
Oh, I usually I drink a lot of green tea. Mm. It's my guilty pleasure. I like Japanese sencha. That's my go-to to keep my caffeine buzz going. Mm. Because I'm an addict. Caffeine helps me to do my best work. And so it is a must-have component for my creativity.
I know how that goes. I usually have either coffee or tea or both going at the same time. That's a constant. What are you currently working on or finishing up?
Actually, it just has happened. I just was working on a mural for inside the Morrison Lofts, a new apartment building development right here, downtown Tyler. And I was doing a downtown skyline mural inside their offices, which is I'm almost finished. And funny enough, down the street, I'm doing another mural, which is exterior, so anybody can go see it for the West Oak townhomes. And I'm almost done with that too. So I'm like so excited of being at the same time doing two murals downtown Tyler, because I'm a big proponent of a downtown that celebrates our city. And so it's just great to be contributing again more to our downtown.
I can't wait to go see them. You do make our downtown beautiful with the many different activities and murals that you've been a part of. I'm really glad that we've gotten to work together on some of those things. If you could give yourself, your younger self, one tip or trick, what do you recommend to yourself?
That's a really good question. I honestly feel like, because I've been making art since I was 6 years old, so just being a little kid, playing with paints in kids' art school, and then as a teenager, really thinking that maybe art could be a choice of my profession. I would, when I started really becoming thinking this is going to be a serious for me, I would really go back to see and meet myself at the time and just tell myself to make more art intuitively. Mm-hmm. And not rationally, because I think that every time when you try to overthink it, you try to apply all the things you have learned and somebody have told you, it's just not as good when you just, you are in the groove, you're inspired, and you make stuff. So I would say just make it, just follow what you feel, don't listen what anybody else or what you're saying to yourself, just do it.
That's a good point. I was about to say, that actually leads me to what sparked your interest in art? Because it sounds like you've been really interested in it since a very young age. Was there an incident, or maybe it was an artwork, that really made you feel like, I need to do more of that?
I definitely have this vivid memory about being 7 or 8 years old and just looking at art books and looking at the art history book, anything from the Greek, Egypt, early civilization art, primitive art, paintings, and flipping through the history towards Renaissance and the 20th century. And I was just blown away how a little image, just mostly is two-dimensional, can communicate. I just felt like I found something that was so unique, because you had another language, another way kind of to see the world through and experience it. I just really thought that it is like the neatest thing, and I fell in love with it. And at that time, I didn't even, you know, I was 8 years old. I did not know that there's a profession as artist, or what does it involve, and how does it work. And I was just like, this is so cool. I can't get enough of it. And I just start experimenting as a kid, just looking for more things. And my family, my parents supported that. They just kept buying me more paints and brushes.
That's the best.
Yes.
Well, speaking of mediums, what is your favorite medium to use? And what is the one you use professionally, and are they the same thing?
I really love working with paint, very traditionally in two dimensions. And most of my commission work and my art also is oils and acrylics. And I also love to experiment with a new medium, lots of new trendy materials like paint markers, spray paint, all that. I really enjoy it.
So you've been making a lot of things. Have you gotten a chance to get out and see anything that's just knocked your socks off lately?
Yes, yes. Because I think my kind of personality balance is, I'm an art junkie. I gotta go and see art and things. A couple months ago, I was in Houston, and it has been at least 7 years since I was in Houston and went to see the great museums they have. So the thing that totally blew me away, it was visiting again the remodeled the Modern Museum of Houston. I know they did that 3 years ago or 4 years ago, but I haven't had a chance to visit, so I finally got to go. And the second floor, there's a room, you walk up the stairs, first door on the right, there is this collection of a abstract expressionist painters. There is two paintings, gorgeous paintings, A plus Helen Frankenthaler, Franz Klein, Rauschenberg, and next to it is little portrait by Francis Bacon, and next to it this gorgeous portrait, family portrait by Alice Neal. I thought that I'm done. I don't need to see anything anymore. Have a nice day. I literally recommend everybody going there, because to me it was incredibly to see the some of the best artists of the 20th century, some of their best work, just hanging out there all together. And I go 100% kudos to the curator who had the idea to pair these paintings. They just work incredibly together. It's just the candy in the most excellent way for an artist to go see that, like painting and like abstract art.
I totally want to go see that now. I hadn't realized they had that going on. The Dallas Museum of Art had a really nice abstract expressionist exhibit that closed recently. So I've just been craving more of these really well curated museum collections. That I'm going to have to check that out. I got to see this past month. There's a really nice exhibit downtown with one of our friends. Ingrid, who's going to be one of my guests in the coming weeks, has a lovely solo show downtown at the Gallery Main Street exhibit here in Tyler. But she has a really great handling on color and shape. And then she also incorporates different imagery into her works that was really refreshing. I was excited to see her work in person because I hadn't gotten to see it in a while.
Oh, Ingrid is fabulous. I met her 3 years ago, and I remember her inviting me one afternoon to her house and because she was like, I want to do art. What do I do? And she was showing all these sketches of like everything, different styles. And I remember she had a couple of these bold abstract, very kind of minimalistic, mid-century modern Bauhaus style. And I was like, oh, Ingrid, what is this? This is amazing. This looks so cool. You got to do this. And she's like, yeah, I love it. It's my favorite thing. She said, everybody said that it's not good. I'm like, what?
What? No. Oh my
goodness. So I'm just glad that I was there to encourage her. And now she's doing so great. She's just contributing to our art scene and introducing a diversity. And I know a lot of people love her work, and that's well deserved.
It's nice to see people bloom, like especially friends that you've known for a while. It's like, oh, good. I'm really glad you're getting out there and taking risks. And then I felt like the show was a good demonstration of what really following your dream can, what it looks like for somebody who's really followed through.
Yes. And I have to say, Ingrid was not very sure that she needs to do a solo show. She had been very successful exhibiting her pieces at the International Arcadia Art Show that I put on, and every time she would sell her pieces and get new contacts. But I told her, okay, there's a civic gallery and they only do 4 shows a year for a solo exhibit, and you got to do it.
Yeah, she did. I'm so glad she did. Well, speaking of the Arcadia show, why don't you tell our viewers, I usually say, what's an online resource that people should check out? And I think they should check out yours. You have a great exhibit that you put together.
Yes.
Tell us some more about it.
Absolutely. I'm very proud and excited of it. It's a sixth time for the show to happen, and it's called Arcadia Art Show. Abbreviation is AASH. The website is very simple. It's just Art Show Tyler, and this is a international art show that I came up with having because East Texas and Tyler didn't have a venue, an opportunity for artists to get their art juried and by reputed juror. Every year it's somebody different that I invite, so every year the art you see is very diverse, and they're all types of media accepted, from drawing, printmaking, photography, painting, to sculpture and even video or audio works. So the scope is very wide of different media, and it's you apply if you're an artist or somebody that just showcase your work online, going to the website, and there's all instructions really clear. Actually, the deadline is August 26th, so there's a couple weeks to enter and try to win the cash prizes that are generously provided by the wonderful local businesses that are patrons of the art, like the Mortgage House, Gold Leaf Gallery, Martin Walker, who are the hosts, and the Green Cat Consulting, who provided the website.
I'm excited to see it again. It's always one of the things I look forward to every year. Well, it's good to have you on here. Can you tell everyone the best way to see your art, see what you're doing? And you gave us that nice link to the Arcadia show. What about you? What's your link?
So to see my art, is I would say easiest is just go to my website, dacekid.com, DACEKIDD. And I have a special website because as a mural artist, I operate under mural artistdx. So that's my website. And so both of my websites are more like a portfolio. But if you really want to just stay in touch and keep up with me, what I'm doing daily, just follow me on my social media, Instagram, Facebook. And so you can see what's going on with me right now and what's coming up.
Yay. I'm looking forward. Y'all check her out. Don't forget to also leave your questions for the next artist that I have on the show. Thanks for coming, Datsa. You have a great day.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for listening in. Thank you, podcasting wizards at TokiNet. If you want to start a podcast and sound amazing, I highly recommend you check them out. Don't forget, like this episode. It supports me and helps me make more podcasts. Also, check out the podcast's Instagram at Don't Drink Paint Water Podcast. Yes, one word. To see pictures of what I've talked about and to leave your questions for my future guests. See you on the next episode of Don't Drink the Paint Water, the podcast.